I saw the river playing in the valley, rushing round a bend and skipping stones. I saw the meadow wobble in the moonlight. I've come to get my girl and take her home. Her doorbell plays a bar of Stephen Foster. Her sister never left, and look what it cost her. We're gonna live in Nashville, and I'll make a career out of writing sad songs and getting paid by the tear. Marry me and leave Kentucky, come to Tennessee. But you're the only ten I see. You're the only ten I see.
I've looked through offices and honky-tonks for men, men enough to be.
Punk rock died when the first kid said, punk's not dead, punk's not dead. You know Louisville is death. We've got to up and move, because the dead do not improve. Goodbye, users and suckers, and steady bad luckers. We're off to the land of club soda unbridled. We're off to the land of hot middle-aged women. Off to the land whose blood runneth orange. Marry me and leave Kentucky and come to Tennessee. You're the only ten I see. You're the only ten I see.
I've looked through offices and honky-tonks for men, men enough to be. Mr. Mrs. Tennessee. Mr. Mrs. Tennessee.
Hello, welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 495. I'm your host, Sid Souter. We started things this week with a track from Silver Jews. That one is called Tennessee, and it was from the 2001 album Bright Flight. Came out on Drag City Records, of course. We heard David Berman's wife, Cassie, on that track there. Some happier times from David. As we heard from the last album, everything fell apart, and, well, ultimately that ended in his suicide. So it's nice to hear the happy parts of David Berman's life, and there were few of them, so let's celebrate them where we can. Anyway, not sure everything's going to be so sad here. Let's see if we can make it a little happier here. This is Phil Seymour with the 1982 track Love Receiver.
Yeah. Thank you. heart in Milwaukee. I want it back. Think I'm turning blue. Can you bring me back? Staying up with the boys keeps you up all night.
Seems like we may not be able to escape love this episode, folks, so hold on there. We just heard from Fast Eddie from Denver, Colorado. That track is called Milwaukee, and it's one of the three songs on a 7-inch called Two for One. Came out September of this year on Boulevard Trash and Spaghetti Town Records. Saw that band just a couple weeks ago playing at the Colonial Club with the Whiffs and some other folks, and I do have photos of that, and I haven't even looked at them yet. I don't know how they turned out. Maybe wonderful. Keep an eye on the website. Find out there. Before that, we heard from Phil Seymour with the track Love Receiver. That is on his second album, or as I picked it up, on the Archive Series Volume 2, which is just the Fuel label group came out in 2011 with a reissue of that first album with lots and lots of bonus tracks. That track there, I think, might have actually been on the original album there. It was a track written by Terry Mace and recorded by Terry Mace, I think earlier that year, or maybe the year before, on his own album there. Both of those kind of lost folks in the power pop periphery there. Phil Seymour, best known for his work with Dwight Twilley Band, though. We did lose Phil some years back, but Dwight's still out there, and I'm still looking for that first Dwight record on vinyl. I have not found that yet in any condition at any price I want to pay. Anyway, I guess I should let you know how the podcast works. It's pretty simple. Every week I get new music, I listen to it, and then I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. Whatever. We'll get through it together. But hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, and keep coming back week after week. This next one's an interesting one, and that I got this record a long time ago, and then I forgot I got it. And I was just cleaning out my iTunes directory the other day, part of that upgrade to the new OS, and realized I had never even listened to this album. So I did. And so we're going to dig bag here. This is Always with a track from their 2014 album, their hit, Archie Marry Me. some help from the screaming Break of Dawn, we have escaped Love's Trance. That is the band Bad Ideas from Kansas City, Missouri. The song is called On the News, and it's on the band's most recent album, Happiness, that came out May 17th of this year. They put that out themselves, CD, cassette, and digital. No vinyl copies for that one, but hey, it's punk rock. Before that, we heard from the band No Sugar from Kiel in Germany. The song is called Sons of Guns, Daughters of Doom, and it's only wonderfully titled Rock and Roll Isn't Boring, It's You. That came out October 4th on Dirt Cult Records. I don't know anything about that band other than the album is fantastic. And if that track there isn't enough to convince you, well, you're probably listening to the wrong podcast. And then we started things off with a track by Always. The song is called Archie Marry Me, and it was on the band's debut self-titled album that came out back in 2014 on Polyvinyl Records. The band at that point based out of Charlottetown on PEI, though I think they've moved to Toronto since, or who knows, maybe they've broken up since then. I was glad to have found that album in my collection there, because that track there is something that I always enjoyed, and the rest of the album is sunny and wonderful as well. Anyway, I'm about out of time, so let me wrap things up. Let you know that you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 495. I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or find me on your favorite social media site like Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Sid Much Rock. Look at the concert calendar. On the 22nd, we have Cass McCombs coming to the Riot Room. Explosions in the Sky are at Liberty Hall on the 23rd, or Eric Bachman is playing one of those secret house shows as well. On the 24th, Girlpool is playing at White Schoolhouse, and there's a packed bill for that one. It looks very nice. Same night is Sishi Ma Mi Ri at Mini Bar playing with Bad Ideas, who we heard earlier today. On the 25th, Gadget is playing at 18th Street Union, as well as Daughters of St. Crispin are playing at the Brick that night. On the 27th, Matt and Kim are at the Midland. On the 30th, Leftover Crack is at the Riot Room. And as we look into November now, Mingingers at the Granada on the 1st, Sluts are playing the first night of Apocalypse Meow at Mills, and Shy Boys are playing the second night of Apocalypse Meow, and that's at the Mulberry Room there in the West Bottoms. Cannibal Corpse is here at the Truman on the 8th. On the 9th, Clan of Zymox at the Riot Room. On the 10th, Angel Olsen is at the Granada. The 19th, Ministry is at the Granada. 20th, Insiferum at the Riot Room. 23rd, Helmet at Riot Room. 23rd is also Lisa Prank at Minibar. 24th, Sloan's coming back to the Riot Room. And Pigface here on the 28th at the Record Bar. That's about it. Looking at the website, nothing new this week. I've got lots of things to share with you, but nothing I see there today. Though I did finish some editing some photos of a Formalities, The Burning Hell, and Major Matt Mason USA show today, so maybe that'll be up there by the time you take a look. Anyway, one track left for you. It is by Angel Olsen, who I said is coming to town on the 10th. Of November. The track is called All Mirrors, and it's the title track from the new album that came out October 4th on Jag Jaguar Records. It is a interesting record, very deep. It's taken a long time for me to get my head wrapped around it. I've listened to it, I don't know, probably 10, 12 times over the last 2 weeks. I don't think I've ever absorbed all of it yet. It'll take a few more listens, but I think I know enough to know that I enjoy this track, and it's a good album to lose yourself in. So anyway, we'll end things here. This is Angel Olsen with the track All Mirrors. Thank you very much. We'll talk again next week.
I've been watching all of my past repeating. There's no ending. And when I stop pretending, trouble.